meeting Shiite Muslim cleric has asserted that he wants Iraqi experts and not just those from the United Nations to conclude that early elections are not feasible before he will drop his opposition to the U.S. political blueprint for Iraq. Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Husseini al-Sistani is also adamant that the U.S.-led occupation must meet a July 1 deadline to hand over sovereignty to an Iraqi government, according to his aide Mohammed al-Yahya al-Nalsawi. Al-Nalsawi said that if UN and Iraqi experts conclude elections could not be held before July 1, al-Sistani wants them to come up with other ways to make the transitional legislature as representative of the Iraqi people as possible. The coalition plan calls for the legislature to be chosen in 18 regional caucuses rather than by direct election as al-Sistani has demanded. The legislature will name the new Iraqi government. Al-Mosawi launched a scathing attack on the U.S. transition blueprint, which the Iraqi Governing Council accepted on November 15. He said the formula for choosing legislators by caucus would perpetuate the illegitimacy of Iraqi institutions. He said that if the basis for new Iraqi institutions are not sound, then what comes after will also be unsound, and the people of Iraq will pay dearly for that. U.S. officials say the July 1 deadline for the transfer of power to Iraqis will be met, although they have agreed to consider modifications to the caucus formula. Washington has already been forced to drop an earlier blueprint for restoring Iraqi sovereignty after al-Sistani rejected plans for the new constitution to be drafted by unelected delegates. The cleric's opposition to the November 15 plan prompted the United States and its allies in the Governing Council to ask the United Nations to send experts to Iraq to determine whether elections can be held before July 1. A spokesman for UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said Friday that Annan will announce next week whether he will send a team to Iraq to study the feasibility of early direct elections. But Annan has said that he doesn't think there's enough time for direct elections and, while appearing to favor sending election experts, he's deeply concerned about their safety. Meanwhile, in developments late Friday, a split seemed to be emerging between Shiite leaders over the UN's role in any possible elections. Al-Sistani called a halt to mass protests against U.S. plans for handing over power, saying the world body should be given time to assess whether the elections he demands are possible. But radical Shiite leader Muqtada Saif branded the UN a dishonest body, which served America's agenda and had no role to play in future Iraqi elections. Both clerics have brought tens of thousands of Shiites onto the streets over the past week. You've been listening to Radio Havana Cuba's News Bulletin for this Friday broadcast. From our studios in Havana, I am Winston Wright.